This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
What happened to the Tigers last night, Matt?
Well, they lost.
Yes,
see,
they did.
What happens in basketball, like most sports, is both teams try to score points or goals or runs, and whichever one scores more, they win. And so what happened last night is that Florida scored more than LSU. Obviously a bit of a bummer last night. You know, the thing about last night as well, I know we talked about it so much leading up to it, Michelle, is LSU had to avoid what happened to Kentucky a week ago. Maybe looking ahead to Tennessee, a good team coming in. Kentucky got popped. That's a similarly last night. For LSU, people were very excited. You got Tennessee coming in this weekend, sellout. Then here comes Florida, a really good defensive team. As a matter of fact, the best defensive team in the SEC, allowing 63 points a game. And LSU just didn't perform very well. And the oddity is that LSU didn't do the things well that it had done well all season. For example, LSU last night was just 9 of 18 on layups. 9 of 18. I mean, you're right around the goal. You have 6'10", 6'11 guys, put it in the bucket, and they missed half of them. LSU shoots 78% from the free throw line. Last night, 16 of 25. You missed 9 free throws. You went to overtime. Make one of those free throws, and you win the game. So very uncharacteristic. And then 7 of 22 from three-point range. It's hard to stomach to LSU continuing to hoist up threes when they're just not a good three-point shooting team. And despite all of that, Michelle, despite all of that badness, they still had a shot in regulation to win it. And Tremont Waters jacked up a 35-foot three. Will Wade said after that was not the shot they were looking. They wanted to go to the goal, which would have been the smart play. But you take the good and the bad with Tremont Waters. For every game like he has against Texas A&M, when he scores 25 in the first half, you know, there's many more of those than there are bad. But you take the good with the bad with an aggressive player. You know, he had the half-court lob against Arkansas that went out of bounds. It gave Arkansas a chance to get back in it, and they won it in Baton Rouge. Last night, that ill-fated three at the end of the ball game, when LSU maybe tries to get to the rim, they convert potentially and win. It just wasn't in the cards for the Tigers last night. Big picture, though, in no way is Saturday a must-win. LSU still at 11-2 in the conference. They control their own destiny to win at least a share of the SEC with Tennessee coming in. But here's hoping it's a good crowd. Bottom line, even if this team finishes, let's say they lose 2 more games, they go 14-4 in the league, you're still looking at a 4-5 seed at worst. If you're a 5 seed, you're going to be favored to get to the second weekend, so you're talking Sweet 16. This is still a really, really good team. Maybe this will be the wake-up call that they needed to go on a really hot run down the stretch. But, Michelle, you asked what happened. What happened is that Florida outscored LSU in overtime.
LSU, Tennessee, Saturday morning, 11 a.m., and we want a fired-up PMAC. Pack it up. You can get your tickets at lsutix.net and also listen to it right here on the flagship home for LSU Sports, Eagle 98.1.